Exactly. Over the course of about an hour, we roll the boulder to the top, and then we hit stop recording, and it rolls all the way back down.
And we have to record it all over again.
We've been recording the same episode for a year now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Playing Favourites, the podcast in which I and my good friend Harry discuss our favourites in a variety of different topics. I am Luke, your host. My favourite animal is a bull. My favourite colour is Erin, and my favourite co-host is...
is saying a prayer to any deity who will listen, because look, it's been how many episodes? Like 23 episodes, and you still
struggle. I still get it wrong.
You still really struggle. Like it's a bit.
It's because I always forget what it is halfway through.
Well, because like you added in like yeah half a year into doing the show. This I'm Luke, which
I'm
I
Luke.
You know what? Fair enough. It fits in quite nicely. You I think you pointed out on the show. I can't remember if it stayed in, but the fact you never introduced yourself.
I just didn't say my name.
Yeah, you're an enigma to everyone. but now you've added that in. It works, but maybe just like rehearse it a few times. Like your homework for tonight.
What right now?
No, not right now. We've started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Playing Favorites.
No more. But like I just want you to nail it with like a lot of charisma as well. That's what I want from you.
All right. Well, I want you to not interrupt me ever. Okay. Look, we haven't even said what episode it is.
Okay. It's again. You just interrupted me. I was just about
again.
To what episode it was. Luke.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the Greek gods episode.
Yeah.
Great. What are you after here? Look, we're here to talk about various Greek gods, Greek mythology in general, the power of the gods, and all kinds of god related imagery.
Superpowers,
their
special abilities,
yeah, their power ups, their boons.
Which one's the best one in Smite?
Which one's the best one in Hades?
I mean, there's so much to talk about.
There's so much.
Now, right, okay. Actually, let's Playing Favorite Special is happening right now.
Oh my god, okay.
By which I mean the thing we do every episode. What is a Greek god?
You're trying to ask me what is a Greek god? Okay.
Yeah. Because, like, this actually, there is a real, because, okay. Like, we're talking about gods. G-O-D-D-E-S-S-E. I've changed it to goddess now.
The goddesses. Well, we're including gods and goddesses.
We are, sort of.
I don't know.
The pantheon.
Well, no. Hold on. You can't. This is illegal. You can't just say the pantheon because then that implies the 12 Olympian gods.
Yeah.
This
is kind of where I was getting at. Because what about let's find one. What about Prometheus?
Well, he's a titan. Start
yeah.
With. Okay. But, what about then, Luke? Hades. He's not one of the 12 Olympian gods.
He's not one
gods.
Of the 12 Olympian
He
gods,
lives in
yeah.
a little cave underground. He's like, you know, down there with all everyone who's died ever.
Yeah.
Just sort of chilling. And also Persephone and his son. His son's called Zagreus, but I only know that because of Hades. The video game Hades.
Isn't it like Zagreus, but also Zagreus might also be Thanatos and also like...
Is Thanatos... Okay, I'm worried for the people who don't know much about Greek mythology and how accessible this episode is.
Yeah, that's me. Pretty much all I know about Greek mythology comes from Hades.
Hades, but some people might not even know. So there is a video game called Hades. It is a sort of roguelike style game where you play as the son of Hades, Zagreus, trying to escape through from the underworld. It's got all kinds of gods in it and all kinds of Greek mythology characters, such as it's got Achilles in it, it's got Cerberus, it's got some made up ones. It has a character called Deusa, who's just a little floating gorgon head.
Well, I mean, they're based off of Medusa, who is a real figure in mythology.
Who's very real.
Who's a
in
real...
real life. They're not mythological.
A real, not real person.
Yeah, they're not made up. I mean, it's all made up, right? Well, I was going to say, like, they're not one of the authentic made up ones. But what does that matter, right? And also, it's a situation where a lot of people might know the Roman versions. The Roman names,
yeah, like,
you know.
Saturn.
Jupiter, Saturn. Well, Saturn's a Titan.
That's... Fuck, how do you know that?
Because, like, okay, I mean... My Greek mythology background is that I read a whole lot of Percy Jackson. I read that series when I was younger, as well as Heroes of Olympus. And then I played the video game Hades. And also I have a fat fuck-off mythology book.
Yeah, I have seen it. It is big.
Yeah, which I don't have to hand, frustratingly, because I'm back home over Easter. Again, that's why the audio may be different. So I don't have it to hand to refer to, which is annoying. But yeah, I have, I would say, an interest in Greek mythology. Do you know anything about it?
I do, vaguely. I have read I've read the Iliad. And the other one.
You're kidding. Wait, really?
No, I'm not kidding. Yeah, I've read the Iliad.
You've read the Iliad?
I studied English literature, which actually, I say about it, is a weird thing to say considering it is Greek.
Not Greek literature. What the hell?
But yeah, I studied the Iliad and the other one. What's the other one called?
The Odyssey? Yeah.
And the other one. What's the other one? The third one, right?
I mean, the Odyssey and the Iliad are the two big ones. Obviously, Homer. He's getting in there. Not the Simpson Homer. Old Homer. Old Greek Homer.
Nah, that was last episode.
Exactly. Well, for some reason, I guess he is a fictional dad. And I guess, you know, a lot of the Greek gods are fictional dads as well. Zeus, Poseidon, you know, Hades. We've talked about him a lot. They're all fictional dads.
Gee, you're right.
You know, so he could have covered a lot of them last episode.
They are all fictional dads. On a very big technicality.
We've got a lot of overlap here. With the previous episode. But yeah, the video game Hades, you play as Zagreus, the son of Hades, and Persephone, who's the goddess of spring, and he's trying to bust his way out of the
spoilers,
world.
Dude.
What? Am I spoiling Greek mythology for you? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, the Persephone
How old is the Iliad?
Kind of, you don't know about that at the start of the game.
Look, it's Greek mythology.
Yeah, but like, you know. Wait, hold on. Is Zagreus actually the son of Persephone?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Zagreus is one of those figures that, like, he's contested, right? There's a lot of, like, dispute about Zagreus, but, like, because, like, he's not real. But the story on who Zagreus is quite, broad.
You're right, yeah. There's a sort of, you get this a lot with various characters where it's like, ooh, were they this person's kid or this person's kid? And were they this person's sibling or their dad?
Oh, yeah, because he was Dionysus. He's, like, also Dionysus, right?
Yeah, something like that. In ancient Greek religion and mythology, Zagreus was sometimes identified with a god worshipped by the followers of Orphism, quotes, the first Dionysus.
Named after Orpheus, the character.
From the musical Hades tune, yeah.
But I haven't seen Hades. See, look at this. Your knowledge of Greek mythology is so advanced over mine.
That's right, look, I'm the specialist guest.
You're
on this
the
episode.
Specialist. The only reason I know Orpheus is because it's a cool name.
It's a pretty cool name, yeah. I mean, do you know the story of Orpheus and Eurydice?
Yeah.
Okay, for people who don't
know. I mean, you're going to say it anyway.
Well, yeah, like, I'm just curious, to be brief. It's the one where they're like in love, and then Eurydice dies and is in the underworld, and then Orpheus is like, oh, that's no good, going to go get her. And he marches down into the underworld, and Hades is like, don't know about that, mate. Right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to set up an elaborate sort of scheme where the two of you can walk out of the underworld, but Eurydice has to walk behind. And Orpheus, if you turn around to see if she's still following you out of the underworld, then she has to stay. And you can.
And then, like
off.
A proper numpty.
Like a proper numpty. He turns around.
He does it. The absolute madman.
At the last possible moment, he's like, oh, there's no way. Looks and sees her following him. And he's like, oh, what a knob. What have I done? You know, and this is all quotes, by the way, from the Iliad. You know, oh, what a knob.
What do you think the most, like, popular, like, the most well-known Greek myth is?
Great question.
Because in very few of them, the gods are, like, the main characters, right?
Yeah, true. A lot of it's sort of, like, demigods or heroes. Like,
some dude. Perseus killing a snake lady.
Yeah, I always get confused of, like, who does what, because there's Perseus and Theseus.
Yeah, Perseus, Theseus, Odysseus, and Achilles, and Heracles, and...
They're all up to stuff.
They're all killing different things.
Yeah.
Theseus kills the Minotaur.
Yes, you're right.
Perseus kills the snake lady.
Yeah. And then Hercules kills a big bull. No,
Hercules
it's like,
kills
no, not
a bull,
sorry.
But
no, he
not
kills
the
a...
Minotaur.
No, I think it's not a bull. It's like a hog.
Like a boar.
He kills a big... Because there's the 12 labors of Hercules. In fact, what am I on about? Hercules kills a whole bunch of stuff.
He has 12 trials, right?
There's whatever. The 12 labors of Hercules, which sounds very cool, but a lot of them are kind of lame. So
big rock.
I forgot to say, I got this. Yeah. So he has to kill the Hydra.
It's more than the Cerberus.
There's a lot. Cerberus is the three-headed dog that lives in the underworld. Yeah. He's very cool.
Everyone
and also
Cerberus.
The video game Hades.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Hercules got to kill the Nemean lion. So he's killing a lion.
Yeah, the lion, of course.
A fierce beast that was terrorizing the countryside, apparently. I've got infoplease.com is providing me with this information. He's got to kill a Hydra, which is like, you know, big two, nine heads, cut one off, two grow back. To crow back. He had to capture a Cyrenian hind. No idea what
that is.
The goddess Artemis loved and protected this stubborn little deer, which had gold horns. And captured
Heracles
that.
Killed it.
He what captured bitch? That one. No, he captured that one. Okay. And he also had to catch an Erymanthian boar. So he didn't even kill
this
one.
That's very similar to the Marathonian bull.
Ah, there you go. Well, no, because also, Luke, he had to capture the Cretan bull. Not to be confused with the Cretan bull, who's just a knobhead. This is a Cretan bull, which was the savage bull kept by King Minos. Oh, there you go.
Oh, who... The Minotaur.
The savage bull kept by King Minos of Crete.
Of Crete,
was said to,
yeah.
Was said to be insane and breathe fire. It's an insane Damn. Bull. And Heracles wrestled this mad beast to the ground, brought it to King Eurystheus. Yeah, that's a word.
Mm-hmm, that one. Yeah.
And again, Heracles, people will know Hercules.
Hercules!
Maybe the Disney movie, which doesn't really make sense because in that's a Greek mythology.
The thing is, the Disney movie is extremely Greek, but uses the Roman name.
The Roman name of Hercules. Yeah, but actually the Greek version is Heracles. Again, it's one of those weird ones where they have multiple names. Oh, so just quickly on the 12 Leaves of Hercules. Yeah, he does have to capture Cerberus, the three-headed god of the underworld. Mm-hmm. So you were right. And then there's Jason, who is...
There's so many just like dudes who were really cool. In Greek mythology. Well, not like cool as in like, like chill. They just did some wacky stuff.
What does Jason do? Because there's Jason and the Argonauts.
Jason has the sirens. That's his like big one.
What, the like.
Well, actually, he has a bunch because he has the Talos, who is the like, he's the first robot. It's not the first robot.
Talos, the first robot.
Talos is he was the giant automaton made of bronze, and he has the cable going through him full of Ica. Just Jason has the Cyclops as well.
Yeah, God, he's got a lot going for him.
It is kind of wild how like, because I'm like I like fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
I always forget that literally everything in fantasy just has its roots from some actual real
some
like
kind of mythology.
Religion.
It's kind of insane. I guess what this kind of ties back to, when you asked earlier, what is a Greek god? I mean, hell, most of the stuff we've been talking about isn't even gods.
They're just things.
They're kind of background characters. I mean, the gods themselves, are associated with various things. I mean, if you pick any of the Olympians, say, like, I don't know, Poseidon, who's obviously a very famous one. No, Google, I'm not talking about the 2006 1-hour-and-39 long action-adventure movie, Poseidon.
I didn't even know that existed.
Apparently there's a movie called Jason and the Argonauts as well.
Yeah. Jason and the Argonauts was one of the first movies with CGI.
Yeah, and
it's got the little skeleton in it.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
And Talos is in it as well, of course.
Perfect, there you go. But Poseidon himself is one of the 12 Olympians, and he's the god of the sea, storms, earthquakes, and horses. There you go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because he gave horses to man. You gotta think about horses, did Poseidon.
I mean, it makes sense, because they got seahorses, so...
Well, I also thought this, but then,
I guess he gave us land horses as well.
Yeah, why is he giving us land horses? He was like, oh, we've got so many seahorses down here, let's give the land people some land horses. Why didn't he bother with sky horses? Why couldn't he have made them?
What about... No, I can't. I can't think of an animal that could be described as a sky horse.
A bird.
I mean, every bird. I mean, there are no birds that are larger. I guess seahorses aren't called seahorses because you can ride them, yeah.
Yeah, so like, in a way, he actually did quite a good job second time around, making the land horses.
Land horse, probably one of the better kind of introductions of animals from Greek mythology. Because, I gotta say, I'm not a huge fan of, Medusas. Gorgons.
Gorgons. Yeah, whichever god introduced them to the planet Earth.
Wait, he did make sky horses.
Did he?
Pegasi.
Did he? Wait, the children. Pegasus. Shit, you're right.
he made
Pegasus is a mythical winged divine horse. He did. He made a sky horse.
He made horses for all realms.
Oh, what a benevolent god. He gave us seahorses, land horses, and sky horses. Because that's the thing, because I'm thinking about, Poseidon gave land horses to man. The only other instance that comes to mind, and obviously we can't talk about him too much, is Prometheus, who gave fire
to
man.
Not a god, yeah.
He's a titan. And that's, again, we run into this kind of separation of, so the titans were, the ones before the gods, and then the gods were born, and they were like, oh, I don't like him, I'm gonna fuck him up.
But then, why aren't they gods? Cronus is described as a god.
Yeah, because
he's a titan as well.
Like, by all intents and purposes, they are gods, but they're separated
Hyperion. Literally all of them on the Wikipedia page now that I'm looking at it.
Yeah, and like, I guess they're gods, called right?
Phoebe.
Like, yeah, well, it's quite funny.
It's just a real name.
It's just an actual name. I mean, when you say that, it makes it sound like, you know, whoever named them was like, oh, Phoebe, that's a real name, that's going to be really funny. When in reality, the name Phoebe will have come
yes.
from the
but no
Titans.
One calls their child Zeus.
Or Hyperion.
Dude, that would be cool, though.
Oh, man. I mean, to be fair, I would, like, naming a kid, like, Cronus or something. Holy yeah. shit, can you imagine?
Is Cronus the one who ate his son?
Yeah. Who's Saturn in Roman mythology. He ate all his kids, and then they were like, not happy with that. And then they killed their way out, chopped him up, chucked him into Tartarus.
Oh yeah, they come out of his belly, don't they?
They do. They emerge and throw him into a big pit.
Sorry, dude.
Yes.
That's what happens when you eat your children.
My favourite thing is that, you know, obviously, like, at this in the sort of, you know, Cronus eating his kids story, the gods are like children to their father, Cronus. But they're not. They can't depict the gods as children. So they would just depict the gods as small adults. It's like tiny little adults running around against their giant dad.
They are titans, so, you know, they're very big.
Yeah, true. I assume bigger than the gods. But then again, you run into this weird sort of, like, okay, says who? Like, are they? What does size mean? They're not real, you know.
True. Well, they all chill out on Mount Olympus, so.
But then you've got, like, oh, I might be getting these mixed up. Because there's Uranus, or Uranus, who is just the sky. Like, he is the sky. He's all of the sky. And
that's
Gaia.
Pretty big. That's large.
Yeah, who is
Gaia
all
is
of the earth.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, Gaia, probably the most fixed scale Titan out there. You know? Or, yeah, hell, I mean,
well, actually, how big is the sky, Harry?
Fuck, maybe. Good point. Where does that stop? I think there is an official boundary, but, like, I'm guessing that the Greek
like
Titan of Uranus isn't paying attention to that.
Did they have one of space? Did they have like a concept of space?
I don't think they knew what space was. I think they just thought it was like
the dark sky.
Yeah. Well, you have Nyx, who's the sort of, I don't know, if they're the goddess of night.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. Goddess of night, Nyx.
But I think they're a sort of Nyx. It's the Greek goddess or personification of night.
Oh, so what were they like? Good pals with the old sky fella?
No, I think they came a little bit after. They just sort of missed each other. Actually, no, sorry, excuse me. Siblings, Gaia. Yeah, no, they're one of the older ones. What am I on about? Okay, wow.
So Gaia
Earth
is the sibling with Night.
Then here we arrive at the problem with all mythologies. It just basically turns into a massive family tree.
Yeah,
because you've got like Uranus and Gaia. They're married, and then one of Gaia's siblings is Nyx, who is Night, and also Tartarus, which is that pit that Cronus gets chucked into.
But
he's
also
a real
dude.
Just a real guy.
I do love that all of the things are also dudes.
Yeah,
because like Hades is a dude,
but then also
sometimes a place.
Yeah, it's
Gaia is Earth, but also.
Yeah, I think she, like, turned herself into the earth or buried herself in the earth or something.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't everyone get turned into flowers, like, constantly?
Oh, everyone gets turned into a whole bunch of weird shit. Like, Zeus.
I'm a bird now.
Zeus has a section on his Wikipedia page, which is the transformation of Zeus. Because, like, basically, to get with a bunch of people, he turns himself into things.
Yeah.
He's a bit horny, old Zeus.
He was a horny dude.
I know, he was a weird guy.
What the heck? He turned himself into a phoenix.
Yeah, like, he turned himself into... So for Imandra, who doesn't even have a Wikipedia page, he disguised himself as a shower. The fuck? Like, how does that even work? Why was Imandra interested in this? I have no idea. Danny, or Danae, I don't know, turned himself into a shower of gold.
That's
like, a shower. A shower is a pretty active thing. It's like a...
Yeah, you know. But which part of the shower was he?
Was he just sort of like, oh shit, Danae's over there. Okay, here we go. And they were just like, take me. Or, what happened there? Asopus turned himself into a flame of fire.
Or an eagle.
Or an eagle. No, well, that was for Aegina. I don't know what's going on here. For Callisto, he turned himself into Artemis, who's another god.
Another god. It kind of feels like Zeus might be a bit OP.
He's
might
not a good guy.
Might have the advantage on all these other gods.
Yeah,
he's turned himself into them.
He's not a good fictional dad either. Like,
no, pretty bad.
I mean, one of his kids is Athena, who just sort of sprung from his head. He just thought about them and they existed. And then he's a bit of a cunt. And it's like, oh, okay. Thanks, Zeus. I think he's sometimes the mum of Aphrodite. The dad of Aphrodite. Fucking hell, with Zeus.
Honestly, I thought that might have been not a mistake.
No. But then sometimes Aphrodite is like, oh, she formed from sea foam. Oh, great. Oh, thank you.
Harry, I want you to look at the Wikipedia page for Ares for me for a second.
The God of War, you say?
The God of War, yeah.
But not the video game series.
Oh, I was just going to talk about God of War. But before that, I want you to look at the picture of Ares.
I'm looking at it, yeah.
Do you notice anything off?
I'm noticing he's holding a baking tray in the
picture. He does have a large baking tray. He's just finished his batch of cookies.
Exactly. He's just on the way over to the sink to wash up, and they snap this picture of him.
He's also broken his wrist, but let's not talk about that.
Yeah, probably, you know, while he was baking so many cookies, you know. He was trying to beat the world record for most cookies baked in an hour.
I'm more looking at his face.
Okay, oh my god. What's with his nose?
His nose has come off. He lost his bloody nose.
I assume because it's just a statue.
It was just an old sculpture and it broke.
Yeah, someone while transporting it just sort of, oh shit. Came off.
They should have tried to stick it back on.
Can you imagine?
You know, it's like restoration images that always go terribly, terribly wrong.
Oh, yeah. Someone should have got, like, you know, the Groucho Marx, like, glasses and nose and mustache and just, like, sellotaped it on. Got a Pritt stick, glue it onto the sides, you know.
I'm noticing that most of these depictions of Ares just make him look like a regular dude, which is, like, very reasonable. But I always, every single piece of media I know depicts Ares as, like, he's just a foot, he's the tank, he's huge.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem you run into, which is, like, they all just are depicted as dudes. Like, they just look like normal
just
people.
Regular
normal
fellas.
Naked people.
Yeah.
I had this problem recently because we did, in the flat I live in, we did a Greek mythology themed night where everyone dresses as, like, you know, Greek deities.
Were you all just wearing togas?
Well, I was, because I was given the deity of Apollo.
Oh, hell yeah.
But if you search, like, what Apollo looks like, he's just a guy.
He's just a dude, yeah.
Like, he's got, like, curly hair.
Did you have, like, a little harp that you played?
I wasn't going to buy a harp off of Amazon. I felt like that was a bit of a financial commitment.
He wears a little crown, doesn't he? Look at him.
I think he's famous for the lyre, isn't he? Yeah. He's got, like, I got a little, like, golden wreath thing for my head, and then I had a toga on, and then some, like, sandals. And that was kind of it, like...
That's it. I mean, you could have literally been any of them.
Yeah, in reality, because they all just look like people.
Just dudes... Dudes with liars.
Just a bunch of guys with liars. But which one's the real Apollo?
Oh, we got one here. God of procreation.
Wait, is this Apollo still, or is this someone else?
No, this is Phanes? Phanes. Phanes.
Phanes.
Phanes.
Yeah, okay, got
them. They look very horny.
Yeah, okay, so this is... Because now we're entering the world of minor gods, because they are still a thing. There's a bunch of gods very particular stuff. I mean, there's some very cool ones. Like Hecate is a minor god, I think, and they're the goddess of, like, magic and witchcraft and stuff like that.
Hell yeah.
They're very cool. There's also Nemesis, I think, who I remember being a cool one.
Just an awesome name, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, they're, like, the goddess of revenge and things like that. So there's all these minor gods. I'm sure... I didn't even check list of Greek gods, but like...
I'm on it. There's a list of Greek mythological figures, but it is just gods. Like, everyone listed here is.
Does it even have, like, the minor ones?
It's got titans and minor ones, yeah. And
wow, the whole game.
A bunch of, like, ones that I've literally never even heard of before. Sorry, I'm just looking at the list of sea gods.
Oh, you're getting a lot of fun out of that.
Oceanus!
Yeah, I think... They're the ocean, unsurprisingly.
Yeah, ocean man. God of the earth encircling river, Oceanus. Is Nike Greek, or is they Roman?
I think they're Roman. Therefore, you're not allowed to mention their name.
Oh, shit.
Well, oh, no, excuse me. No, it's okay. Greek goddess.
Oh, yes!
There you go. We're all right. You personified victory. Roman equivalent was Victoria.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so they're another sort of minor god who...
There's so many. Like, there's actually, genuinely...
Yeah.
A million. This page is huge. And these are all gods. They're not, like...
Now I'm starting to wonder, and this very much feels like the sort of path we would take on an early episode of Playing Favorites, because now I'm wondering, like, what makes a good Greek god? Like, what makes them compelling or interesting, or you know, is it the lore surrounding them, the stories, or is it, like, the particular things that they're a god of, like, cool concepts, or...
Yeah, you know? I mean, some of them have, like, you know, they got their lore, they've got their, you know, oh, they, you know, went down to hell and came back swinging. But then some of them have like, oh, they're the god of fish who are lost in the river. And it's like, what a weird specific thing. That's kind of cool.
And I guess that's compelling to some people, like some god who's, you know, oh, that's really interesting. They cover such a small, you know, specific area. That's great. I mean, like, for example, like Thanatos, the god of death.
Death.
Who sounds a lot like Thanos, because I think that's where the name, Marvel took the name. Also, third episode in a row that Thanos has been mentioned.
The streak's running.
Gemstones, fictional deaths, Greek mythology. But Thanatos is, I can never decide on how to say his name. Thanatos. Who knows? But, you know, he's the god of death. Like, that's just his thing. And even that, again, I can never remember if it's one of those where it's like, is he the god of death or just death incarnate? And what does that even mean? No, he's the personification of death.
But so, is also the god of death.
Is he?
Like, they are listed as the god of death, yeah.
Okay, well, it doesn't describe them as that on their own Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I know.
So, there you go. But yeah, he's a minor figure in Greek mythology, often referred to.
To be fair, Thanatos, I actually think is one of the worst depictions of death.
Really?
Because if you think about it, Thanatos, just a regular dude. All of the depictions of death, like a cool fucking skeleton person.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think that the concept of personifying death is just so cool. Like, to the point where any personification of death, I'm like,
you
know
what?
He's
just a dude. He's just a regular guy.
He's not a regular guy, though. He's the personification of death.
But he's, like, you know, you could be a regular... You could be a personification of death who's just a dude, or you could be a personification of death who's a skeleton person.
In a cool hooded cloak with a scythe. Yeah.
He's naked as well. All the Greek gods are always naked.
You know what? No, I'm coming to bat for Thanatos here, because, like, the thing is, the gods, they're never explicitly depicted. There's no, in none of the poems or any of the original source material, do they ever just lay out exactly what they are and what they look like. You know, it's all up to interpretation. Fair. It's all up to how, you know, you want to manifest the things that they're god of, whatever. So Thanatos, you know, he's in the video game Hades, and he looks pretty fucking sick. He's got, like, a huge scythe.
But he is still just a dude.
They're all just dudes at the end of the day, Luke. What are we but a bunch of dudes?
But a bunch of dudes.
Exactly. So, like,
I was born on this earth a dude, and I'll die on it. So,
dude. Yeah, so, you know, to be fair, when it comes to, like, what they look like, because these are all ancient statues, and, you know, they didn't invent creativity until, like, the 1900s. So, like, they just look like, I don't know, it's a guy with wings.
That's why the Grim Reaper, famously.
Famously, yeah, invented in 2011. yeah. there you go. Because, like, I mean, again, most of my knowledge and interest in Greek mythology comes from the Percy Jackson series of books. And I'm trying to remember, like, from various sort of, you know, various of the books, various situations. Like, I remember in the last one, like, God, is it Hypnos or Morbius or...
Hypnos is the sleepy one.
Yeah, I think it's Hypnos shows up. But then there's also, like, there is a Morb man.
Morpheus.
Morpheus, yeah,
who's
not Morbius.
God of dreaming.
Yeah, him. Yeah, see, like, so there's sleep and also dreams. And I remember Morpheus shows up in one of the books and, like, he does his thing. He's really cool. Yeah, Morpheus is a great example of a sort of relatively minor god who just covers a small area and is great.
Okay, I'm looking at sleep deities.
Oh my god, okay.
One of them is Empusa.
Who's that?
Who is a god of shapeshifting, which, don't know how that relates to sleep, but sure.
Okay.
And then we have, of course, Hypnos, who is god of sleep.
Yeah.
Morpheus, who's god of dreaming. And then Oniros, who is god of dreams.
Yeah.
Which apparently is distinct from...
Yeah, they're
dreaming.
All somehow separate, so, like, let's not worry too hard about it.
They are also in the Iliad.
So there's a nice little sort of, like, square here of, like, concepts relating to each other. So Hypnos is the son of Nyx, who is, personification of night, and Erebus, who is darkness, and his brother is Thanatos, who is death.
Yeah, because death and sleep are meant to be, like...
death and sleep. I want to write like a novel called like, you know, something, a tale of death and sleep. Something like that. It sounds cool, right? Like,
I find that things created based purely off of a name are usually very well received. I realized I said that and then remembered the entire point of this podcast.
The premise, playing favorites. Yeah. You really fucked yourself there. Considering you were the one who had the idea for this podcast. You really just stabbed yourself in the back there. You fall on your own sword.
I will take the L. But there's more. There's a god of nightmares who's also separate.
You're kidding. My god, who is that?
He was also one of the sons of Nyx.
Who's the god of nightmares, Luke? That sounds amazing.
He's called Epialus.
Ah, that's not a good name.
Also known as Melus Onerus. Black Dream.
That's quite cool, but none of these are... It's not. They've got to have a snappy name, you know?
Yeah, some of them... Like, well, it's kind of...
Morpheus.
When you look through this list of names, you can really, like, start to see English, right? Like, I mean, literally one of them is just called Nemesis, and it's goddess of vengeance, and it's like, oh yeah, that we just took that word.
Which is, to be fair, I think that's, like, really cool as a concept. Like, obviously, you know, the drug morphine. Obviously coming from Morpheus. I think that is the coolest thing.
I also agree. I think that's really cool. It's fun to notice.
Because it sounds like, I like adjectives that come from nouns. Wow, that's the single lamest thing I've ever said. But like, for example, so you know, like adamantium, or like as a sort of mythical metal, you know.
Yeah.
And then the word adamantine. Or adamant, you know, to describe things being of that. And so it sounds like morphine as a word sounds like you're describing something to be of Morpheus.
Of Morpheus.
It is, you know, the morphine child or something like that.
And we haven't even spoken about, like, I mean, there's more stuff like chaos. It's literally just a word. And we were like, yeah, all right.
Oh, man. Chaos, to be fair, I think they count as a god, right?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Like, yeah. They're like the OG, they're like the original one that created everything.
Chaos is a weird one. Because you click on chaos, it doesn't take you to, like, the Greek chaos.
Okay, no, I've found their Wikipedia page. It's chaos brackets cosmogony.
Cosmogony, yeah.
Wow, what a word.
I've never even heard of this before.
Chaos refers to the void state preceding the creation of the universe or cosmos in the Greek creation myths, or to the initial gap created by the original separations of the heaven and earth. Wow. This is a great Wikipedia page. Wow, okay.
It's a long one. Roman tradition.
Yeah, there's a lot here. Oh, I wonder if there's like a... Okay. List of words derived...
from Greek gods.
Greek gods. Please exist.
That would be nice.
10 words originating from Greek mythology.
Awesome. Fantastic.
It's almost United Favourites, but not quite.
We're almost there.
So we've got Atlas. So an atlas, you know, like the book.
Like
the maps and stuff. There's chronological and chronic, so anything from related Kronos. To Cronus. Yeah, to do with time. Echo. In the ancient tales, Echo was a mountain nymph who talked successfully with a gorgeous voice. Ah. Her voice was so lovely that she would often distract Zeus's wife Hera with her long and entertaining stories, while Zeus would sneak away and make love with the other mountain nymphs.
Again,
he's at it again. Like, Zeus, terrible guy. Yeah, Echo, that's quite neat. We then get into erotic, so coming from Eros, who's the sort of, I mean, the Roman one is Cupid, you can then figure it out from there. Hypnosis, morphine, there you go. Narcissism.
Narcissus,
who was a gorgeous man, half nymph, half god, who was so proud of his own looks that he disdained all who dared love him. Nemesis, there you go. Okay, so the last one on this list is tantalizing, but I've got a bonus one. Tantalizing coming from Tantalus, who is a guy in the underworld whose curse is that he is stuck in a river that he cannot drink from, despite being perpetually thirsty, and he stood under an apple tree leaning over the river with lovely, juicy, ripe apples that he could not pluck and eat, despite being perpetually hungry. They're always just out of reach. And the river, I don't know, he just isn't allowed to drink from it.
They have weird, just very weird punishments in Greek mythology.
They do, because also, there is, if you describe something as being a Sisyphean task...
You're talking about Sisyphus.
Yeah, who's rolling that big boulder up the mountain.
He does have a large boulder.
And every time he gets to the top, it rolls back on down. And that's his curse in the underworld.
Much like us recording episodes of Playing Favourites.
Exactly. Over the course of about an hour, we roll the boulder to the top, and then we hit stop recording, and it rolls all the way back down.
And we have to record it all over again.
Exactly. We've been recording the same episode for a year now. So, yeah, by the way, this episode's going up on the 1 year anniversary of Playing Favourites, 5th of April. So,
hopefully.
Very exciting. No, I'm getting in here. It's right, I'll cut this if it's not looking good. So, if you're hearing this, it's Playing Favourites a year old today.
Yeah, 1 year.
One whole year. very exciting. Thank you, everyone, for listening along. It's been a pretty great journey. Anyway, I thought I'd get that in there after we describe recording the podcast
as a Sisyphean task.
Yeah. So, you know what? We should probably take it over to our wonderful listeners then.
I will say one person.
Yep.
By which I mean God.
Yep.
Got multiple responses.
Yeah, okay. This is fine. Okay. Well, what's the most popular one?
We haven't really spoken about them yet. It's Artemis.
Artemis. Okay. It came up briefly. So, goddess of the hunt. Mm-hmm. The virgin goddess, I think. They're sort of not really, they don't really.
They are the goddess of chastity.
There you go. I don't know how I feel about them. They're quite good.
They're a kind of god that appears in a lot of mythology where they just kind of are a lady with a bow.
Yeah. Well, and like the interpretations, I think, are cool. The concept is cool. It's called Huntress Lady. It's got like wolves and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's just because they're quite, you know, they're quite a prominent figure. I guess that their concept is very basic. I mean, goddess of the hunt, not something I'm personally particularly interested in. Well, I can see why it would be interesting. I don't know. It's concepts I'm very familiar with, as opposed to the abstract, like, you know, the goddess of dreams or the personification of night or something like that. It doesn't immediately grab me as something interesting, but I can appreciate. Yeah, maybe there's something here. I don't know. What do you think?
I like that they have a bow. I like gods who have an object associated with them quite a lot. Like, I find it quite easy to be like, oh, yeah, that's the bow god. They love bows.
Hmm.
Compared to, like, Demeter. Who cares? Wheat.
farm. Get out of there. I suppose so, yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, look at that statue on the Wikipedia page. She's got, like, a deer there, chilling.
Yeah, so I think it's a decent answer. It's a good favourite.
I can't believe you hate Artemis.
I don't hate Artemis. No, because they're sister of... you also get this cool sort of dyad thing with... they're the sister of Apollo, who is the god of the sun, and Artemis is also the goddess of the moon.
Which is weird, because they also have Selene, who is the goddess of the moon.
Well, you know, Artemis, you can't win them all. Sometimes you got to share, all right? You know? So, that's okay.
Wait, oh yeah, there's also Helios.
Helios, I think, is the Roman one, right? The Roman Apollo.
No. The Roman one is the...
Oh, hold up, yeah, you're right. No, I thought of this. Yeah, okay, yeah, no, good point. Hold up.
Is this another personification situation?
It is, but also they're apparently the god.
But Helios also does have a chariot as well.
Yeah, I think this is one of those where it's like, two, like, we've kind of... It's kind of a lack of continuity. It's when the whole myth kind of falls apart when you realize there's a whole bunch of people coming up with different things independently of each other, and then we all just try and make sense of it.
So Selene has a moon chariot.
Oh, that's quite cool. Whereas Artemis doesn't have a fucking... Artemis is the only one who doesn't have a chariot.
He doesn't have a chariot. Come on, Artemis, what are you playing at?
What are you doing? Oh, going down a bit. Because they all had chariots and had a little race?
Every single Greek god had a chariot.
that'd be quite cool.
That would actually be pretty sick.
In the movie Hercules, they do.
Although it does make it feel like it's Mario Kart.
I'd play that fucking
Mario
God Kart.
But it's Greek gods.
Yeah. Oh, they've got like all powers relating to their thing. So Zeus.
That's just Smite. It's just Smite now. You're just describing Smite.
Smite Kart. The video game Smite. You know, I think there's room for a there's room on the market here. Okay. What else then? What else have we got? What the gods and carts have we got?
Someone answered Prometheus. How do you feel about that?
Better now. Better now that we've done the episode. Obviously, they are a titan.
Before the episode, you would have gone ballistic.
Exactly. Would not have been happy with that because they're a titan. However, they are the god. In Greek mythology, Prometheus is a titan god of fire. That's a good way of putting it. A titan god. Yeah. So, obviously, they stole fire from the gods.
It depends on how you view... Because titan... I don't really know what titan means. I guess they're a race.
Yeah, it's a particular like a subset species. Of gods. Because you've got the Olympian gods, who are, you know, and the Titan gods. Oh, there you go, another word coming from Greek mythology. Titanic, to be of a titan, to be titan-like.
You know, you're saying Gaia's a god. Gaia is also a titan.
Yeah, true. Well, yeah, it's Uranus and Gaia. They're like Gaia. Canoodling. Yeah.
They are, yeah. Isn't it weird? Okay, so Uranus and Gaia had children.
I've been saying Uranus.
I know. I won't abide by it.
Okay.
The sky and earth.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of children.
Yeah.
Oceanus. That makes sense. He's god of the ocean. I get it.
Yeah.
What else have you? I don't care about half of these. My point being, like, you got stuff like Cronus.
Yeah.
He's like, what, time?
God of time, yeah.
What is he god of? Because, no, you're thinking of... Oh, see, Harry, you're making a classic blunder there. Oh, you're thinking of Cronus. not Cronus.
Hold up. I'm pretty sure this is a Roman and Greek thing as well.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm certain. There is Cronus, who is god of empirical time.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the Titan, Cronus.
You know what? You've got me here. Yeah, okay. It's Cronos and Cronus.
And Cronus.
Okay. I actually never knew this. Oh, my God. Okay. I thought they were equivalent, but no, it's Cronus.
They are two different beings.
Because sometimes I'm looking at the page for Cronus, who is god of the harvest, member of Titans, and it's, in Greek mythology, Cronus, Cronos, or Cronos with a K, and then there's Cronos with a CH, who is also sometimes spelled Cronos with a K, or Cronus with a CH.
So, not like, to be confused with Cronus.
Not to be confused. they had the same name multiple times. Okay, yeah, so what about them? Why are we talking about them?
I can't remember how we got. We were talking about Titans.
Yeah, one of them is a Titan. They're both Titans. I think they're both.
They also
Titans,
look though. Very similar. Like, I know we were
they
talking
all
about
look
them
similar.
All
they're
dudes.
All just
like,
dudes.
Yeah, but like, look at the picture of Cronus and then look at the picture of Cronos.
I don't know if I can anymore. Yeah, they're both bearded guys. One of them's got a sickle.
Although, well, what is Cronos doing in that picture? Oh, he's clipping that.
Which one?
Cronos.
Okay, yeah.
He's clipping Cupid's wings. Look at him.
Cupid?
That's Cupid.
You mean
yeah.
Eros?
No, that is Cupid. It says Cupid.
It does say Cupid. It's all crumbling.
What do you mean it's not real?
Yeah, all right, cool. Well, this is ridiculous. Prometheus, to get back, is very cool. I like his little sort of...
Prometheus is chill as well, right? Like,
yeah, I'm sure, I mean, all of them have their own little terrible stories, I'm sure, associated. But, like, the fact that, you know, Prometheus, what he's known for, generally, is, yeah, stealing fire and giving it to man, just out of the kindness of his heart, which is pretty sick. Mm-hmm. And then he gets chained to a big rock in the underworld, or it'll be in Tartarus, probably.
Yeah, and he gets all them birds pecking at him.
Yeah, and then a big eagle comes and, like, picks out his liver with its beak and eats it. And then his liver grows back overnight, and then it's cyclical.
And then I do it again.
And then he gets it. It's a Sisyphean task.
He
rolls that metaphorical boulder to the top, and his liver gets eaten, and rolls back down, starts over again. So
poor guy.
Poor Prometheus. But yeah, he's a good one. Good favourite for allowing it. Yeah, I'm happy with that one.
Yeah, all right.
You got any more?
I've got one here from Hecate.
From Hecate herself?
From Hecate. Hecate wrote in. Thank you, Hecate, for writing
in. Wow, we've got Hermes has delivered Luke a parchment scroll.
Has said Hecate.
Hecate, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's from Annie. Thank you, Annie.
Yeah, thank you. Wow, I mean, Hecate, yeah. I mean, one of my favourites. Very cool.
I know nothing about Hecate. They're not in Hades. I don't know if you can play as them in Smite, but it's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, they're the goddess of magic, witchcraft, all that. They've got so many, like, things are associated with it. I mean, the full list. She's associated with crossroads, entranceways, night, again, light, magic, witchcraft, knowledge of herbs and poisonous plants, ghosts, necromancy, and sorcery.
I do like necromancy.
All of those things, possibly with the exception of knowledge of herbs and poisonous plants, are very cool.
That seems really handy, though.
Yeah, true. Actually, probably entranceways is...
associated with crossroads.
Okay. Crossroads is quite cool. There's some imagery there. There's some, you know, some metaphor, but like entranceways.
Yeah. Their symbol is paired torches. Red mullet!
What?
Red mullet. They're associated with red mullet, which is apparently a species of fish.
As you say, not just a red mullet.
Not like a red, not just a red mullet.
A red mullet. Okay. That's sad. I know someone with a red mullet.
You know someone? They could have. What if they're Hecate?
What if they are Hecate?
Skies?
Oh my god.
Or like a, you know, an avatar.
Yeah, a manifestation, a personification of Hecate. Mm. Again, we get into this whole personification malarkey. Yeah, no, Hecate is a great one. I know them briefly from...
You know them?
I know them personally, no.
We were literally just talking about that.
Well, I should have got them on as a guest. Oh no. But yeah, no, I know them from, I'm familiar from sort of Percy Jackson and things like that.
They do seem like a niche choice for a favourite. But like, they seem pretty cool.
Yeah, I think they fall into that category. They're a minor god. And I know that one of their kids is Circe, I think that's how you say that.
Oh, yeah.
Who, like, lived on an island and was a bitch, I think. Cersei was renowned for a vast knowledge of potions and herbs.
Hell yeah.
She would transform her enemies or those who offended her into animals, which kind of treads into existential fear, and I hate it a lot.
Because it's the Odyssey one.
Yeah, there you go. The best legend is told in Homer's Odyssey. When Odysseus visits her island.
There's that episode of The Simpsons where it's the Odyssey, but it's Homer. And and they go to the island and he eats the pigs.
Yes, there you go.
Does he eat the pigs in that episode? Because that's kind of fucked up.
I think he does, but it's The Simpsons, so it's kind of played off as being chill.
Doesn't he eat the... Hold on, I'm looking it up. I'm pretty sure he eats Chief Wiggum.
I think like Lenny's there. Again, second episode in a row that The Simpsons is coming up. Just keep it, if anyone keeping track.
Look, this episode's all about Homer. Well, not all about Homer, but...
It's all about Homer. I don't know, man. Are you ready? Like, do you want to...
I'm ready, yeah. I can tango.
I've pretty confidently got a favourite, but also, like, I'm curious. You know, I like a lot of them. I'm more curious to hear what...
Okay.
Could I guess them, do you think?
Yes. I actually think if you thought about it, it would be very easy.
Okay. Is there a god of being a big nerd? Is that...
No, yeah, okay. He's called me, because I'm a god.
Great. It's Luke.
My favourite god is me.
Yeah, my own god. Oh, what an awful thing to say. Yeah, okay. In that case, I would assume maybe like a... Is it an obscure god or is it a...
No.
Nah, it'll be someone like... I'm going to go with Ares.
It's close.
Ooh, okay.
I do like Ares quite a lot.
Yeah,
Ares is a cool guy. I like that he isn't afraid of anybody. He's a war man.
Yeah.
It's not Ares, though.
Okay. Who is then?
It is Poseidon, because he's the ocean man.
Okay, and you are a big fan of the Queen song.
I love him. Look at him. He's a cool buff dude.
Yeah.
He's got a big trident.
Yeah,
he loves fish.
Cool. Yeah,
I love Poseidon.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Good answer. You know what? Funnily enough, this was my when we decided we were going to do this episode. He was my original favorite. So we almost very nearly. Happened.
We could have had a tie
aligned, but not today. No. Wow. Okay. It's good. Good answer. Yeah. The trident, obviously iconic. Seahorses. Everyone loves them.
I mean, the thing is, so much of like sea mythology, has its basis off of Poseidon.
Yeah,
because like tridents, that's Poseidon.
Yeah, true.
Like mermaids, that's Poseidon.
I mean, I'm looking. There's all kinds of. I'm on an article here.
Seahorses, probably Poseidon.
Something to do with him. Yeah, he had like his undersea little realm, like
Atlantis.
He's a good one. I'm looking here. I've got like an article which is Poseidon myths involving Poseidon. They're quite lengthy, so I'm not going to read any of them. But he's got like
He is, you know, the dude who made things bad for a lot of people because he just made storms all the time.
Battle against Cronus. He rebelled against Zeus. He had that whole thing. To be fair, he did do, you know, Medusa.
Yeah,
he made that.
Well, I mean, that's not his fault.
I mean, something to do with Athena relates into it. I'm sort of scanning this paragraph. Medusa deeply desired Poseidon and pursued her to great lengths. Medusa tried to escape him by running to the temple of Athena. Nonetheless, Medusa was found by Poseidon, who went on to do... Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah. Do an unkindly act, yes.
Athena was filled with rage. Oh, it was actually Athena who... Okay, so it was Athena who actually made her a horrible snake lady.
Yeah.
But like Poseidon...
Poseidon definitely didn't...
Not your finest moment. Yeah. But this is the thing, like, pretty much all of the
gods. If we're to judge every Greek god...
Yeah, you're right.
Morally,
yeah.
I think we would have trouble finding a favourite.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. Like, they all have their terrible tales and their cool aspects to them, so...
Other than Prometheus.
Prometheus, he's just pretty sick, yeah. So, you know what, man? Good answer. Good answer.
Thank you.
My one is much more obscure, and I'm trying to... I feel like I'm clinging to them in a whirlwind here. Like, because there's so many. Because this, Luke, I'm in the eye of the storm, and I'm holding
on
to my
favorite. That's the good part.
Yeah, but like, I'm still surrounded by a storm here. Like,
okay.
And
all right.
You know, there's all these cool, like, really cool gods who we've talked about who I really want to say are my favorite whizzing by. Mm-hmm. Like, who I'm genuinely just tempted by. I feel like I'm like Jesus in the desert. Like, you know, I just want to.
You're really going for your allegories.
Yeah, you know, I just, like, I'm genuinely really tempted by some of these
gods. I feel like Jesus.
Man, because, like, I really love Greek mythology a whole lot. And so just decide on one favourite. There's so many I'd love to call my favourite. I guess I'm just sticking to one who, as a young boy, I found really cool. We have mentioned in this episode they're a minor god. Okay. Who do you think?
It's probably fucking Morpheus.
You going with Morpheus?
Mm-hmm.
It is not Morpheus. Morpheus is a very powerful aspect of this whirlwind that I'm stuck in. Morpheus is calling to me, Luke. However,
it's got to be someone else who's in Percy Jackson.
As cool as they are, like, so Morpheus, yeah, dreams, stuff like that. However, does it get cooler than Nemesis, goddess of revenge?
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you that one. You can just take that one for free.
I mean, thank you very much. I mean, like, yeah, I remember them standing out to me when I was reading Percy Jackson, because they're in it very briefly in the last book.
I know that.
And it's like, I know that word. Nemesis. What a cool word.
I can't get over the fact that reading the word nemesis,
yeah,
constantly I'm just like, yeah, that's just a sick word.
Like, yeah, it's so awesome. Cool. Nemesis.
I hold on to the word nemesis so that one day I may declare someone my nemesis to achieve true.
Well, I do have a fun story about the word nemesis, but I guess I'll just get out of the way and embarrass myself further for entertainment of the internet.
Like, call someone your nemesis? No, a child.
I was in year 3 at school, so I would have been about 8 years old. And I remember, like, I'd asked, like, so I wasn't a very cool child. I was kind of like
the
weird,
not very cool
guy.
Adult either.
Thank you, Luke. And I remember asking a guy who I thought was cool, like, hey man, how do you be more cool? And he was like, oh, I don't know, like, just am, I suppose. And I was like, great, you're a great help. And then, like, the next day, I walked into lesson and he was sat there. And I just, like, had a thought and thought I'd express this to this guy. I said, hey, who would you say is your arch nemesis? And he looked at me and was like, Harry, this is why you're not cool. Cool people do not ask other people who is your arch nemesis. And I was like, okay, I understand. But also deep down, I was like, man, but I want to, like, talk about the concept of nemesis.
I
want
to talk about Greek gods.
So, like, you know, I was kind of defeated by that. But yeah, so I remember that being a fun story. I remember seeing Nemesis in Percy Jackson being like, oh, that's so cool. They don't really have much in the way of mythology. They're not talked about much.
No.
They were kind of like death, but for when it comes to arrogance. They would go and enact retribution against those who succumb to hubris, which is arrogance before the gods. Their one kind of main story is when they...
Narcissus.
Yeah, is with Narcissus. Who we mentioned earlier, who he's like being all vain and stuff. And here we go. Oh, it's all coming together. After he rejected the advances of the nymph Echo, who we talked about, Nemesis lured him to a pool where he caught sight of his own reflection and fell in love with it, eventually dying.
Right. Now, I hate to be the critic here.
Okay.
That don't make much sense, does it?
What do you mean?
Because that means he went his entire life without seeing his own reflection.
Now, you say that. Mirrors weren't as popular back then.
They had spoons.
Like, yeah, that makes you all distorted, and you'd probably look at himself in a spoon and think, God, I'm so, like, wide, you know?
What,
like,
Harry, have you ever looked at yourself in a pool?
Yeah, it's kind of...
They're like, not, like, perfectly still.
But I imagine this pool was. There you go, Luke, you've answered your own question. This was a particularly still pool that Nemesis led Narcissus to. He was like, oh, there's me.
I bet
holy
Poseidon
shit,
was involved. He probably made it all still.
Poseidon's there. He's with the puppet master.
With his water powers.
Yeah, he's there with his fingers, like, fucking playing the, like, a puppet on strings, you know, keeping the water all still for Narcissus and Nemesis.
You know what's fucked up?
What?
There's 4 goddesses of justice.
Wow, really?
And 1 of injustice.
Some terrible representation there.
They're not all Greek, by the way.
like various mythologies. So yeah, so that's my favorite. That's your favorite. I think 2 solid favorites. I really
good
like
favorites,
Poseidon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's not to love?
Yeah, mythology. I think it's wonderful. So I'm very happy we did this episode because it's something I much enjoy.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Your Greek gods, we can tick it off the list. And I guess call that an episode, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. I mean. Yeah, thank you everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed episode 23 of Playing Favourites.
23rd.
1 year.
It took us 1 year to make 23 episodes.
It has been a year, and we've done 23 episodes. I hope you've been enjoying them. We plan on making many more. Right, Luke? Or are we cancelling the podcast?
This is the last one.
This is it.
It was just a trial for 1 year, and now we're done.
Wow. And
the Sisyphean task is over.
We finally rolled that boulder.
Has rolled over us.
We've been killed. Yeah. Also, sorry, I've still got the Wikipedia page open for Nemesis, and I can see that they're under animals is listed goose, and that's it.
Hell yeah! I mean, gooses are the most evil of all animals.
They're pretty fierce. I mean, Nemesis herself has got, like, a pair of wings holding a sword.
They're goose,
like,
wings.
Yeah, maybe. They're pretty white. Just saying.
They look like a goose.
But yeah, but don't be a goose. Make sure you tell your friends about playing favorites. That's the most important. I was going to do this seriously, Luke. Tell your friends, because honestly...
Don't be a goose!
I was going to completely go in on that one, and you laughed.
I couldn't help it. You said, don't be a goose.
Don't be a goose. Tell your friends about playing favorites. It's the most. It's the best way you can help grow this wonderful podcast that we enjoy doing, and hopefully you enjoy listening to. Yeah, let people know. People are looking for a good podcast, trying to get into podcasts. Yeah, that's great. If you want to get in contact with us, we're on Twitter at PlayFavorites. Remember, Favorites has a U in it, FAVOURITES. You can also email in playingfavoritespodcast@gmail.com. Remember that U again. It's also in the email. And send us anything. Send us ideas for episodes. You can send us your favorite Greek god. You can send us your least favorite Greek god if you really like. I don't know if you're that way inclined. There's all kinds of stuff.
Right? Zeus.
If Zeus is your least favorite Greek god, email in. And you do all that stuff as well on Twitter. I mean, we do polls as well on Twitter for who had the best favorite. I'm winning from the last episode, so that's pretty great.
What?
I'm kicking ass. People hate Yondu, apparently.
People hate Yondu, and they love the Mandalorian.
So, sorry, Luke.
Yeah, wow, yeah. I mean, you know what? Actually, now I think about it. Yeah, fair enough.
So, right. We do that. And we tweet out whenever we do an episode as well. So if you want to get your favorite featured on the show, we tweet out whenever we're going to record one. So you can get in there, get featured on Playing Favorites with your favorite. Isn't that wonderful?
Right. Okay.
Luke, anything else to add on Greek gods?
My favorite Greek god is actually... what's the Greek god of endings? Hold on, I'll make this a good bit.
Ooh,
give me a
okay.
second.
Well, Janus is of, like, doorways and choice.
There's no Greek god of endings.
No, there is! I've beat you to it. Janus is the god... Oh my... Okay, Luke. Janus is the god of... Beginnings, gates, transitions, time, dualities, doorways, passages, frames, and endings. Luke, do you remember a prevalent topic we discussed in episode one?
Oh, fuck.
It was Jainism.
It was! Oh, it's all coming together! The Sisyphean task! The boulder rolls down once more!